The sun was slowly dawning upon the city, and the hustle and bustle of the city gradually came to life as people got ready to begin their day. However, the peaceful morning was soon disturbed as the ground shook with the loud clicking of horses. As people walked outside their home to see what was going on, they yelled out of fear as they were attacked by two large soldiers on black horses. The lashing noise of the whips was so loud and frightening that people were afraid to leave their homes and quickly ran back inside. They peered out their windows, full of fear, praying for the safety of everyone on the streets. They could not understand why Ma'mun, the evil caliph, would be causing such a commotion with his soldiers. The road was wide and no one was blocking his way to get through the city. A little further ahead, an old man selling dates from a tray was calmly walking down the street, when all of a sudden, one of Ma'mun's soldiers yelled at him, "Oh, old man, move or I will trample right over you!" Before the old man could even blink, the soldier whipped his lash, hitting the old man on the shoulder. The lash was so severe and painful that the old man dropped his tray and the dates fell all over the ground. He quickly tried to gather the dates, but it was too late. The horses had trampled over most of them, smashing them, and even the ones that were not smashed were now too dusty and dirty to eat. People were so confused and disgusted by the actions of Ma'mun and his soldiers that they would curse them under their breath every time he and his companions arrogantly passed by. Ma'mun continued making his way down the street. He neither noticed anybody, nor did he bother saying salam to a single soul. As he and his wicked soldiers moved through the city streets, they came across a street full of young children playing. One soldier began yelling, "Hey kids, are you deaf? Do you not hear us coming? Move out!" As soon as the kids heard the yells and loud clacking of the horses, they all began screaming and anxiously running back to their homes. However, one 6-year-old boy who was amongst the children did not move. He had not been playing, but he had been sitting and watching all the other children play. As the soldiers grew closer, the young child stood up. The harmony on his face caused the soldiers to stop dead in their tracks. All the soldiers were enchanted by the child's face. The young boy leaned against the wall and watched Ma'mun and his soldiers as they walked right by him. The young boy's face caught Ma'mun's attention, and he immediately felt uneasy. He couldn't understand why this young boy was still outside. He stopped in front of the small child and demanded, "Why did you not run inside like all the other children?" The young boy calmly replied, "Why should I go inside? I've done nothing. The streets are very wide. You could easily pass through while others are still outside." Ma'mun was taken aback. How dare someone speak to him like this, especially a child? Ma'mun finally managed to stutter, "What is your name? Who is your father?" Once again, the young child calmly replied, "My name is Muhammad, and my father is Ali." Ma'mun immediately recognized the young child. He knew this was Imam al-Jawad, the son of Imam al-Rida. He now understood why this child had not run away frightened like the other children. He was from the brave lineage of Imam Ali. Ma'mun tried to turn away, but couldn't. It was as if his body had frozen. He felt ashamed because he knew that the Imam knew that he had killed his father, Imam al-Rida. Even though he had done it very sneakily, everyone had eventually found out about Ma'mun's evil action. Imam al-Jawad looked straight into Ma'mun's eyes. Suddenly, Ma'mun remembered that his people were staring at him and eagerly waiting for him to give a witty reply to Imam al-Jawad, but he was at loss for words. Ma'mun put up his hand and stiffly said, "Very well, let's go." His soldiers were stunned. This little boy had dumbfounded the caliph. Confused, they followed his command and began moving onwards. As Ma'mun and his soldiers moved through the streets, he could not stop thinking about the young Imam. He felt belittled and angry and thought to himself, "How dare this child talk to me like this? I'm the mighty caliph." As they moved further and further away from the city streets, a renewed feeling of peace overcame the streets. All the children surrounded Ma'mun al-Jawad and applauded him for his bravery. Soon after, The streets were once again filled with the wonderful cheers and noises of all the young children playing.